surprise hearing set for tomorrow. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol violence has announced another hearing will be held tomorrow to review what it says is recently obtained evidence.
After a series of hearings over the past 2 weeks, no additional session was expected until after Congress returns from its Independence Day recess next month. So far, the committee has not indicated what new evidence is being revealed or who will testify. The committee has focused on what it says was a multi-pronged scheme by former President Trump to overturn the 2020 election results.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Ukrainian officials say scores of civilians are feared dead or injured after a Russian rocket strike hit a crowded shopping mall in the city of Kremenchuk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stressed that the target presented no threat to the Russian army and had no strategic value. The Supreme Court today ruling 6-3 in favor of former football coach Joe Kennedy's right to pray publicly on the field after games, even though he was an employee of the Washington public school system. He spoke to Fox News after that decision was announced.
It just shows that, hey, it doesn't matter what your faith is or if you have no faith. It just proves that, you know, this is America and the First Amendment applies and nobody should have to worry about now, especially have to worry about just because you want to thank God, you could do it now.
The ruling says that the First Amendment is clear that a brief, quiet moment of prayer should be protected under the First Amendment. Kennedy was placed on paid leave after refusing to end the practice. More than 4 months after she was arrested at a Moscow airport for cannabis possession, a Russian court has set the start date for the criminal trial of American basketball star Brittany Griner for Friday. The Phoenix Mercury star could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Thousands of airlines are canceling or delaying flights ahead of the long holiday weekend.
Airlines are now pointing the finger at the Federal Aviation Administration. There's a letter written by a trade group called Airlines for America to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg that says, quote, the industry is actively and nimbly doing everything possible to create a positive customer experience. However, we have also observed that FAA staffing challenges have led to traffic restrictions under blue sky conditions. The group goes on to add that an FAA facility in Jacksonville, Florida, quote, has been understaffed for 27 of the last 30 days, which is crippling to the entire East Coast traffic flows.
Fox's Lydia Hu in Newark, New Jersey. A California man charged with possession of enough fentanyl to kill 12 million people won't see a lengthy prison sentence if convicted.
60-year-old Alfonso Gomez Santana of Fullerton, California, was charged Friday with one felony count of sale or transport of a controlled substance and two felony counts of possession with intent to sell. If convicted on all counts, he faces a maximum sentence of 6 years and 8 months in the Orange County Jail, causing outrage among local politicians and law enforcement. Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer said that it is unconscionable for him to receive such a short sentence. The amount of fentanyl Gomez Santana is accused of possessing would be enough to kill almost four times the population of Orange County. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Yelp has decided to shutter three of its offices in the U.S. because most of its employees don't want to come into work. Yelp co-founder and CEO Jeremy Stoppelman said the physical offices to be closed are in New York, Washington, and Chicago. The company says employees prefer to work remotely, so those offices only use about 2% of their space. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.